The other announcement I have to make is really good, and that is I, Christina Hill, am proud to announce that I am the number three fan of the BFO for 2016, and I could not be happier or prouder, and I will totally be able to fulfill my duties as the number three fan as soon as Big Fatty tells me what they are.
Congratulations, number three!
You're actually, like, I
Miss
guess
Congeniality.
Dude, yes. Second runner-up.
Well, no, you're second runner-up.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I don't think there's ever been a girl in any of the Big Fatty
Woo!
Fans. Please tell me, people who are in the know.
I think
I'm the first girl. Number three fan is in charge of burps.
According to RT Cruiser.
I'm not very good at doing noisy burps. I will work on
you
that.
You might have to practice. Work on that.
I will get some seltzer water. I will start working my diaphragm. I will get that. Honestly. Now, here's the one thing I can't remember, and that is...
Well, I pull... Now, what was that?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Number three fan is in charge of burps.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2267 of the BFO for Thursday the 6th of October 2016, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters and an update on the hurricane. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty, give your friend a hand. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, y'all, it's been an interesting, a very interesting 24 hours. Yes, Big Fatty, let's get right into it. Give your friend a hand, Big Fatty Vulgar. Yeah, I see, y'all, the hurricane. The hurricane is still the on everybody's mind, and y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, I packed my valise. You know, I had decided that I didn't want to drive at night, so I was going to wait and go to the horror hotel on hump day morning so I could avoid the traffic. Plus, y'all, when they start the lane reversal, you don't necessarily get to choose your route out of town. They close the different exits and all off.
Oh, Big Fatty Christina didn't need to be worried about belching.
No, y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. Y'all, I got up. hump day morning, and y'all, I was watching the auxiliary rat, the morning rat, I should say, and y'all, the storm made the spaghetti models were changing, and y'all, they had gone from bringing the storm close to Charleston to bringing it up and then bringing it real close to the coast to bringing it more to the west, or no, more to the east, they were showing that the storm was weakening. It was showing that it was weakening off of Charleston, and y'all, here's the thing. I didn't go to the horror hotel. Be ready, y'all. And there are a couple of things I've decided to ride it out. Be Hey, that is vulgar. Y'all, here's the thing. The spaghetti models keep showing me because, yes, Big Fanny, because you have a meteorologist. You're a meteorologist just like the rat. Y'all, the spaghetti models are showing that this, it looks like it's going to head out to the east. Yeah, and it's going to be a category 2. And, y'all, that just means, but the further east it is, the less impact it's going to have on us. And so, y'all, I mean, it's one thing to be on the northeast quadrant of the storm or have the eye pass over you, but, y'all,
Big Fatty, do you need to go cough up something? I don't know.
I'm staying put. Y'all, and here's another reason. Y'all, they have reversed the intertubes here. And that's fine. You know, it's get the people out. And I understand that. I understand and I don't fault anyone. And I think that it's probably a wise decision. But y'all, here's the thing. When it's all over, everybody, and you know, y'all, it's 3 days of lane reversal on the inner tube. It started at 3 p.m. in the afternoon on Wednesday, and it's going to Thursday and Friday, or whenever they feel like they can cut it off. But but here's the thing: when it's all over, there's just 2 lanes for everybody to get back into Charleston. And y'all, that I'm going to tell you, that is where the nightmare is going to be, is getting back. And I hope they've worked on that plan, because they're not going to reverse the westbound lane so that you got 4 lanes coming back in. So y'all, that was the deciding factor. Now y'all, other factors that have come to light. Granny has evacuated with the nursing home. Big Fatty, I know he's enjoying pudding time. He is. But y'all, there are no hotels. They've got places for the old people to stay.
Well, Big Fatty, then Granny's got a place.
No, but the folks that work with the old people, they've got to find hotels for them. And y'all, so Granny has gotten my room at the Horror Hotel, and he's down there, and I'm not. So y'all, speaking of things that have changed, so Granny, make sure you give Jim a hand while you're down there. And y'all, and you know, the nursing home is only about Granny's. I think Granny said it's only about 20-25 minutes from where the nursing home is. So
Big Fatty, that'll be very convenient for when he is admitted, and he can just take a day pass over to the Horror Hotel. Big Fatty, y'all, it is Veda calling now. Let's see
what this is all about. Veda, you're on the recording of the little show right now.
Oh, Big Fatty, hello. I'm calling to give you a hurricane report.
Okay, well, please do.
Or, excuse me, a hurricane.
Hurricane.
Uh-huh. It's 70 degrees, and it's quite lovely here.
It's a lovely day. It's a lovely day in Charleston.
I'm enjoying some Jefferson's bourbon.
Oh, good. I saw that bottle sitting on your desk.
Not anymore. It's not.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
It's at home. You know, it's pure pandemonium here in the Upchuck.
What, the kitties are fighting for part of that bourbon?
Well, right. No, everyone's trying to leave, but no one can.
Oh, okay.
So I decided we'd just have a drink.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So, anyway, I'll call you back in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, and just so all your listeners know, there is a GoPro already rigged to the front of the Vader family compound for a time lapse of the hurricane.
Oh, we love a time lapse. It's much better than a prolapse. Okay.
Okay. Enjoy the rest of the little show.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, y'all, that was unexpected. But anyway, y'all, so I'm here. Y'all, y'all, it's been a lovely day in Charleston. I went out for a little nipple walk. I did go to the Sam's Club earlier today and picked up a few provisions. And I guess I need to do this. Yes, Big Freddy. Can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, I went to the Von's East, and y'all, there wasn't a single shopping cart to be had. I had to commandeer one, but y'all, I didn't buy a whole lot. I was mainly looking for some bottled water, and y'all, they had the good Von's East fried chicken submarine sandwich on sale, so I thought I'd have that, get that for my lunch, y'all, and I did. I got a 24-pack of water and my chicken sandwich, and y'all, I picked up some barbecue sauce. Y'all, they had the good Von's East butter pound cake. Y'all, this is some of the best frozen pound cake I've ever had. Yes, Big Freddy. y'all, and then they had the Nestle cookery. You know, in the dairy case, the Nestle cookery, and I had a digital coupon for that. It was I don't know what it was. It was $2 for $5 or something like that. And y'all, I got some country ham. Big Freddy, is it spelled C? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, I only spent $23.10, but I saved $7.59. Well, y'all, I also went to the Sam's Club, and I picked up a few provisions there. I didn't save anything there. Y'all, well, I did, because y'all, they had a poke roast that was reduced for quick sale, and y'all, I bought it. I'm going to make some barbecue poke. In fact, I'm making it right now in the cracker pot. y'all, I got some pretzels and some boneless poke ribs. Y'all, just in case if the power goes out or something, I can cook them on the grill. Y'all, I picked up some Gatorade. They were out of water there. And y'all, I got some of the good coffee. And y'all, Big Freddy, excuse me, back when Big Freddy was went through Hurricane Hugo about 27 years ago, y'all, I remembered having the Pop Tarts. They had the Pop Tarts to eat, and y'all, they had the brown sugar cinnamon Pop Tarts. So y'all, it just for nostalgia, I thought I'd have Pop Tarts here at the villa in case for the hurricane. And you know, if I don't need to eat them, I'll just take them into the coal mine. Yes, Big Freddy.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Freddy.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Freddy. Hey, this is Ricky. It's Dunedin, Florida. Dunedin. Anyway, I was calling to say that I'm super excited because I could see my spirit mom in 4 days, spending like 8 or 9 days with her. This is the second time this year I got to see, or a third time this year I got to see her. It's pretty amazing. So, anyway, Dunedin, Florida. Listen to you every morning. Hope everything is good. Bye!
Yeah, I got to see that. Y'all, that of course is Big Ricky, and Big Freddy. Did Big Ricky say he had Dunedin, Florida? No, Dunedin. Big Ricky, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, he's going out to that Soames Bar, California, eh? to see Miss Melissa Miranda Miranda, Melinda, and Big Ricky. You know, you'll be there for her celebration of exiting the birth canal on the 15th, so I hope you're going to take her a big old kick. Big Fanny, I hope she gets a piece of it. Big Fanny.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Yaz Mama Doo, and I was just calling to check in on you, because I know you were talking about Hurricane Matthew and watching out for it, and I don't know how it is in Charleston, but today in Raleigh, we had winds of up to 10 miles per hour, and it was really freaking me out, so I just wanted to call and make sure you're okay. All right, toodles.
Yeah, I guess you know that, of course, is Yaz Mama Doo. Big Fanny, we love Yaz Mama Doo. I wonder if she knows if she knows Moose P up there in the Raleigh and Stacy and Dora. Why don't you just run there in pink shoes? I don't know. Anyway, Yaz Mama Doo, first of all, thank you so much for the card. Now, y'all, at the beginning of today's new show, you heard Christina say she thought she was the first girl to one of the number one, number two, and number three fans of the BFO. And y'all, that's just not correct. Of course, in the first year and the second year, 2009 and 2010, Miss Beaver was the number three fan, and then Yaz Mama Doo was the number two fan in 2012 during Gavin's reign as the number one fan. And you know, I'll just throw this one out. You know, Hat M was the number one fan in 2014. Big Fatty, I oftentimes think he is a lesbian. Anyway, Yaz Mama Doo, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for checking on the elderly Big Fatty. And I hope you survive Matthew just as well as Big Fatty does. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, Dr. Stone sent me a Twitter message, says, do the hats think you're still home? How do you explain where you went to? And, I told him I had friends in Augusta, and the main reason that I went there is basically what I told all of y'all, that I didn't want to get in that return traffic. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Curtis from the Game Night Gals. He says, "Hey, Big Fatty, I was listening to your new show from Wednesday this morning, and you had me screaming homonym, at my car stereo when you were trying to think of the word for two words that sound the same but have different meanings." Y'all, he also had a joke, but Big Fatty, you're just gonna have to save that for tomorrow. Oh, Big Fatty, we've got something for tomorrow. Oh, okay, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, it's going to be a lovely day in Charleston tomorrow. It's going to be overcast and in the mid-70s and a nice breeze. We're not supposed to start even getting rain until Friday. But anyway, we'll see. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the girls from nowhere. Y'all, they announced they're giving, they're stopping their little show, and it made Big Fatty kind of sad. Y'all, it was very sad to hear some of the reasons why that they were stopping it. Anyway, I'm sending out big hugs to Christina and Nicole. And Christina, what do you think?
Number three fan is in charge of burps.
Oh, Big Fatty will handle that. You just keep calling in with the California report.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.